Mondays, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. We are a little over a week from Election Day next Tuesday. More than 32 million Americans have already cast their ballots in early voting. This man lives in Los Angeles.
I feel like this is the most important election of my entire life, which unfortunately I said the last two elections, but I feel like this one, it's everything's on the line.
Former President Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, will speak at a rally this afternoon at Madison Square Garden in New York City. An interview with Vance aired this morning on CBS's Face the Nation.
Donald Trump and I are going to win this election. He's going to be the president again, and he's going to fix what Kamala Harris has broken. And thank God for that, because I just want Americans to live a better life.
Also on CBS, former Republican Representative Liz Cheney made the case against Trump.
I don't think, certainly in my lifetime, probably in American history, have you had a situation where so many of the top officials of the former president are saying they won't vote for him.
Vice President Kamala Harris is spending the day campaigning in Philadelphia. One Senate race to watch in Nebraska. Independent candidate Dan Osborne is challenging Republican Senator Deb Fischer. He explained on ABC why he thinks both parties are failing.
They're just not getting anything done. You know, neither side wants either side to have a win. And I feel like we as people are getting left behind.
Palestinian officials say at least 22 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes on northern Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israel continued its three-week offensive into northern Gaza as aid groups said there is a growing humanitarian crisis in northern Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said at least 11 women and two children were among the dead. Israel said it carried out a precise strike on Hamas gunmen and took steps to avoid harming civilians.
Japan's long-ruling party took significant hits in parliamentary elections. The BBC's Shaima Khalil is in Tokyo.
The Liberal Democratic Party, which has been in power almost continuously since 1955, has lost its single party majority in the country's powerful lower house. The opposition, however, has made significant gains. The highest estimates project that the Constitutional Democratic Party for Japan could nearly double their seat numbers.
The Dodgers beat the Yankees 4-2 in Game 2 of the World Series, but star Shohei Ohtani was hurt, partially dislocating his shoulder trying to steal second base. Still, Dodger fans are upbeat.
Let's go, Dodgers!
Feeling great. We're up 2-0. We hope Shohei's not hurt too much. We're ready for Game 3 in New York.
It's unclear if Ohtani will play in Game 3 tomorrow night in New York City. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy for today. South to southwest winds up around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the lower 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows near 40. On Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and mid-60s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Strange. the goods. I ain't free to no goods.
Gonna call Ghostbusters. This kicking things off here on a Halloween program of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. It's gonna be all variety today. I'm afraid I can't find any polkas with the Halloween theme to it. There might be out there, but I don't have any in my own collection. But someday I'll have to look for that. I've got some tunes here I want to share with you, some from the last Halloween show, plus I've got a couple of extras today. Hey, the guy just moved into this haunted house.
Just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man. On a hot stove were the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes.
Mm-hmm, the haunted house. Hey, we have one here called Abracadabra.
Stops, nobody knows.
the Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra. Yeah. Now we're going to go back to 1957 right now. And the tune that David Seville hit the charts with back in 1957 put him into the musical, especially after this song. Then he did the Chipmunks thing. But this is one called The Witch Doctor. You know the song. Sure.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that ooh ee ooh ah ah ting ting bang bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting ting bang 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 bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting ting bang 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 bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting ting bang 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 bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Oh, yeah, the Witch Doctor song, David Seville. And now, about a year later, Sheb Woolley came out with this one. And you'll know this one here. For about a year later, I think it came out. Yeah.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn. One big eye, like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
"You're so tough."
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Yeah, Sheb Willie and the Purple People Eater. Let's move up to 1968 with the Classics 4, and then we'll take a break right after this song here called Spooky.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
That was kind of appropriate for Halloween, one called Spooky, the Classics, the Classics 4. And with that, we're going to take a little station break here at the Polka Variety Show. Your host, Tim Howbelt, the Polka Guy. And tonight we're being very, very, very interesting here with the, have to come up with something with Dracula, like Drac the Knife. There's a gentleman named Gene Ross that had put together an album of parodies of these monster songs. So I tell you what, we'll get to that right after these messages. So make sure you say that you heard it here when you see the sponsors so they know their advertising dollar is working for them. And we'll be back with more of the Polka Party Variety Program right here. AM 1320 FM 97.5 WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, the Halloween special. And this is Tim the Hoka guy. I can't even talk today. Anyway, we were talking about this Gene Moss. He put an album out in the early 60s, and the name of the album was called Dracula's Greatest Hits, and all these little parodies of different tunes. And we're going to start things off here with Gene singing for us here, Drac the Knife.
Oh, the vampire has sharp teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Oh, he sleeps all day long, dear, but he comes out every night. Shoo, when that bat bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet pillows, they never spread. 'Cause old Count Dracula is so thirsty that there's never a trace of red. In a coffin every morning lies a body cold and still. But tonight, dear, he'll awaken, shoo, and go out to drink his fill. In a castle in Transylvania, shoo, lies our hero underground. But don't go near there after nightfall, 'cause old Drac is back in town. Or the wolfman, he also lives there. He comes out every time he sees that moon. There's Frankenstein's monster and faithful Igor, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Every beast there, sure, they have a feast there. Ghosts and phantoms all hang around. That line, it forms on the right, dear. Now that Dracky is back in town. Stand back, old Drac is back.
I do like that tune. It's pretty cool. He does another one here and talks about, I think he uses like Boris Karloff's voice to do this Frankenstein song. And it's not the Monster Mash, but we'll play that after this one here, okay?
On a mountain near a village, in a castle big and fine, dwelt a doctor of his rocker, and his name was Frankenstein. His approach was scientific, and he had a secret lab. Its main feature was a creature which he built upon a slab. Oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. You'll be sorry, Frankenstein.
I put the thing together with some wires, screws and bolts. Then I charge the giant body with 100,000 volts. Oh my doctor, oh my doctor, oh my doctor, Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. You'll be sorry, Frankenstein. The monster was a killer, and he murdered 8 or 9. So the villagers got angry, dreadful sorry Frankenstein. They attacked the doctor's castle, and they burned it to the ground. And they got rid of the doctor, but the monster's still around. Oh my doctor, oh my doctor, oh my doctor Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. Now you're sorry. Frankenstein.
Gene Moss and Frankenstein. Yeah. Well, here is Bobby Boris Pickett, the original Monster Mash.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Body sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash,
mash, mash, mash. You impetuous young boy.
Mash, good.
Monster mash. Monster mash.
Yeah, Bobby Boris Pickett, the original Monster Mash. Now we have Laura Brannigan and one entitled Self-Control.
Tonight.
Laura Brennan, Self-Control. You're listening to a special edition of the Polka Party Variety Program with Halloween being the theme song today. Yeah, and we have Zachary. If you remember, Zachary had a television show and also, you know, like, I'm trying to think the other, the one that did that show too. Oh, not Delilah. The one where I can't think of her name now. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, Zachary's going to present this song called Happy Halloween.
Through the nauseous night I'll soar, through the pools of rancid gore, through the sewer pipe I'll crawl to the horror hall. To the hall where vampires scream. Happy Halloween. From the cold and ancient graves, from the coffins and the caves, from the rocks and werewolves' nests, come the ghastly guests. Gonna have a nightmare dream. Happy Halloween. So little witch, we've got a date. Better put your head on straight. Jump on your broom and don't be late. This is our night to celebrate. Through the oozing quicksand swamp, do the muddy, bloody stomp. Do the brand new twist and itch with the wicked witch. Everybody make the scene. Happy Halloween! Night we'll wait all year. Now don't you try to disappear. I'll open up your coffin, dear. My nose will tell me that you're still here. Gonna eat some lizard lunch. Gonna drink some living punch. Gonna dance until we're dead. Hit me on the head. Hang my heart and split my spleen. Happy Halloween. Gonna have a nightmare dream. Happy Halloween.
Life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to
That's Rockwell. And Somebody's Watching Me. With that, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the special edition Halloween party, a polka show, variety show. So we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Kamala Harris is spending her Sunday campaigning in Philadelphia. Her campaign has launched a massive get out the vote effort in the city.
I'm very excited about the reports that we're getting about enthusiasm here in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is a very important part of our path to victory.
The latest CBS News poll shows incredibly tight races in battleground states, including Pennsylvania. J.D. Vance spoke about the race to CBS's Face the Nation.
I think we're going to win the state, and I think Pennsylvanians, Republicans, Democrats, Independents should have confidence in the elections here.
The L.A. Dodgers won Game 2 of the World Series over the Yankees 4-2, but it came at a cost as star Shohei Ohtani partially dislocated his left shoulder. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts is hoping for the best.
With the strength and range of motion good, that's certainly a positive.
The Dodgers lead 2-0. Game 3 is tomorrow night. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Right way cleaning with Pure Delight.
Do you need your business or office cleaned? Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, or pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cutting, raking leaves? Yep, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning, 459-1475 anytime.
Right Way's best, we do impress.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy for today. South to southwest winds up around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the lower 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows near 40. On Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and mid-60s.
Right now, it's 58.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, kiddies. It's time for bed. I want you to get a good day's sleep.
Papa, will you read us a story?
Did you drink your blood like good little vampires? All right then, get into your boxes, and before I bite you goodnight, I'll read you some Monster Goose rhymes. All on a swinging bed. Sing a song of sixpence, a casket full of rye. 24 vampires baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the king began to glow. And out flew the vampires and got him in the throat. Had a cake, Frankenstein. Make me a monster, big and fine. Attach the electrodes, turn on the juice, and when it's all ready, just let it run loose. Where, oh, where has my werewolf gone? I can't find him any place. With his fangs so sharp and his claws so long, and there's hair all over his face. Shoot. Little Miss Muffet, she sat on a tuffet, a very unwise thing to do. Because Dracula spied her and sat down beside her. Now Miss Muffet's a vampire too. All right, blow. Stop all that noise. It's enough to make the living. What a good band. Number one on the deadbeat poll. Monster, monster, sat on a hole. Monster, monster, had a great fall. He was smashed all the bits. But I said that's okay, and I built me a new one the very next day. What are little monsters made of? Yes, what are little monsters made of? Wires and belts and 10,000 volts. That's what my monster is made of. There was a mad scientist who lived in a lab. He had 20-foot monsters laid out on a slab. But don't be afraid, there's no reason to scream. That's the Transylvania Globetrotters basketball team. Shut up, I'm gonna close the lid on you. Three vampire bats, see how they fly. They all come out when the full moon beams. For miles around, you can hear their screams. So good night, little kitties, and pleasant dreams. Good night now. I'm gonna get a good day's sleep. Shoot. In London town, who carried a black bag all around. With a big long knife, he made his fame. Jack the Ripper was his name. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. He'd find his victims late at night, and wait until the time was right. Then reach into his bag of black. Quite the cut-up was old Jack. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Finding him was very hard. Just ask the boys at Scotland Yard. He'd do his horrible work, they say. Then in the fog, he'd slip away. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. They never caught him, so beware. He may still be around somewhere. If you see a man with a bag that's black, run for your life, it might be Jack. Oh, 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 jump for joy, Jack the Ripper, you're my boy. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Go, Jack, go. Oh, that boy really tears me up. He cuts everybody. You're sharp, Jack, sharp.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly. You have to do this again maybe next year. This is Tim, the polka guy, and we're going to close our program here with a parody. like a virgin, like a surgeon. And Weird Al Yankovic sings this here for us. Yes, he does. And we'll end our program with this one here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for this Halloween show. We'll be back to regular polkas next week right here, AM 1320, WFHR.
I finally made it through med school. Somehow I made it.
Thank you.
Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. We are almost a week